This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, renewable energy is becoming more and more popular, and Litchfield has a new business that's focused on solar power. IL Solar recently installed a solar field at WorkSaver, which is also located in Litchfield, and I made a trip to the plant to get the story. Dave Ronan is a co-owner of IL Solar, and he approached WorkSaver about installing the solar field last winter. During my visit, I talked with both Dave and the vice president of WorkSaver, Tim Baranga, about the benefits of the panels and how much power they produce. Dave, your family owns A&D Electrical Supply. You're vice president for that, but also have a new business, IL Solar. So we want to find out some information about IL Solar and the difference between the two businesses.
Yeah, we been in business 31 years with A&D Electrical Supply, and last year we spun off a new company called Illinois Solar. It's all solar, so we're working with a lot of local businesses, farmers, and this year there's a lot of benefits to going solar. So I'll go run through a few of those bullet points. One is the big push this last year was the solar renewable energy credits. And Illinois has stated by 2025 they want to be 20% renewable energy. And to do this, what they have done is companies like ours have bought credits. So some of you might know it as a carbon offset. So every time that someone creates a mega power, we're able to pay them for that power, but they get to keep the power they created. So not only do you get a deduction off your power bill, you also get paid to do that. Currently, there's a 30% federal tax credit also, and that's going for the next 2 years, and it'll decrease from there. Then this can also be wrote off as a depreciable asset, so as like a piece of equipment. And also, you can apply for a USDA REAP grant. You have to meet certain criteria to do that, but a lot of my customers do, farmers, small business, places like that. That's pretty much the whole premise behind that program. So,
right, and this is all the focus is renewable energy, and the reason this is a big deal, and you may have touched on it already, but Illinois has to reach a certain level. So kind of talk about what Illinois needs to accomplish.
Yeah, Illinois needs to be 20% renewable by 2025, which is a tall order, because right now they're 2% renewables. So they've got a long ways to go, and programs like this is how they're going to achieve that goal.
And you're not only working with businesses such as WorkSaver, who we're going to be visiting with in a minute, but also I believe maybe just some individuals that want to incorporate this on their homes.
Yeah, there's no limitation. It can be residential, commercial, industrial, anything that uses power, we can do this for.
Okay, and now we're going to visit with someone who's recently implemented some new technology, I guess you'd say, Tim Baranga, Vice President of WorkSaver. Tim, you started off in December with a smaller version of what you have now. So maybe talk about what you started with and now what you're working with the bigger panels.
Sure, Katie. Yeah, our business has worked with A&D Electrical Supply for basically their whole existence for 31 years, so we got a good relationship with them. And Dave came out last fall and says, hey, we've got this new company, and we're selling solar systems. Would you be interested in it? So the first system we started with is on our metal fabrication building. We have a large roof area, and it was a good spot to put in a 25,000-watt system. So that's what we installed last December. The benefit to us is it reduced our power requirements, power needs, and also it took up some area that we'll never use. We had no reason to ever be up on that roof, hopefully. And so we installed it, and we immediately saw a reduction in power. And then as time goes on with the longer days, it's producing more power now than it did when we installed it back in December. So it's been a good benefit for us. So it was about, I don't know, about February, Dave came back out and says, hey, our company has been awarded a large amount of SREC credits, and we would like to put in a solar field. And because we are a large user of power out here with our manufacturing machinery, we had some property to the south of us that the field would fit fine in. So we just recently finished up the installation of a 250,000-watt field that's on the south end of our property. And anyway, it's going to produce, with the 25,000-watt system and the 250,000-watt system, it will take care of about 40% of our annual requirement of electricity.
And both of these systems, or, you know, all of them that they install, very low maintenance from what you said earlier.
Yes, that's the beauty of solar, is there's no moving parts. The payback on these solar systems is usually under 4 years with the credits and rebates that are available today. The only maintenance there will be is in 10 years, the inverters that convert the DC power to AC that we feed back into the grid will need to be replaced. And then the panels themselves, they're good for up to 25 years. A lot of people ask, you know, can the panels, will they last that long? And they are rated to hold up to a 3-inch hailstone, so they're very durable.
That's definitely good with the crazy Illinois weather that we've been seeing, especially this summer. Now, I guess maybe people driving by are going to see these panels and think, what is this? Can we come look at it? So, Dave, you are willing to work with people if they have questions.
Yes, if anybody would like to see this system, if they come by an electrical shop or set up an appointment, we can take them out here and they can see the system. We also have about 70 other systems in the area if somebody would like to see a roof mount, a ground mount. Most of our customers are really happy and like to, you know, show off their systems anyways.
And, Tim, I guess back to you. Now, you did say some benefits besides creating power. You will see, hopefully, it will eliminate some brownouts, which you told me that's periods of low voltage. So maybe explain what you've experienced in the past and what you're hoping to see from these panels.
Sure. Well, with our manufacturing process, we have a lot of CNC machinery that do not like power fluctuations. Plus or minus 5% is about all they're rated for. So being on the outskirts of town and not in an industrial park area, during the summertime we do see a lot of voltage drops, which they call brownouts. Well, by having the solar field over here feeding power back into the grid, that'll help stabilize that power and hopefully help eliminate those low voltage drops, which will keep us from burning up electrical components on our CNC machines.
And a lot of people probably are familiar with what WorkSaver does, but for those that aren't, I know we've talked before, what are you manufacturing out of this building?
Well, we're an attachment manufacturer. We're primarily in the agricultural market, but we also go over into the construction and light industrial market. And we build over 400 attachments here at this facility for tractors and skid steers, and we market that throughout North America.
Any plans to expand the solar panels in the future, or are you at a pretty good size right now? This is as big as you're going to go with the amount of power they're producing.
Well, the beauty of these projects is they are kind of plug and play. So during the construction process, we did bore an extra line that we can run additional power over if we do expand the field in the future. There is a significant capital outlay to install a field like this, so we went as big as we felt comfortable with for this year, and what we're going to see what the payback will be. But so far, it's producing over a megawatt of power a day. And just for your listeners to kind of understand what a megawatt of power is, that'll run 164 houses for a day.
All right. Well, Dave and Tim, thank you very much. Any final thoughts or comments that you'd like to mention before we wrap up?
Maybe on the solar panels have a 25-year warranty. The inverters actually have a 12-year warranty. So most of this equipment's going to definitely pay itself off. And if you have to replace it over that time, it's already paid for itself. So that's one of the great features of this.
And once again, Dave Ronan, co-owner of IL Solar, and Tim Baranga, vice president of WorkSaver. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.